Okay, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, so what is it that was on your mind today?
Well, now, the things that I say that my fear happened, you know, my fears, is kind of like I want to talk about it because I know you did some work for us. And I kind of like want to discuss those because on one of them, I was awakened in the morning, and I heard Spirit tell me that I don't have to worry about financial help because Spirit told me what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that just sticks with me, but because I was worried about, I'm retired, and I worried about having to find another public job, and I really don't want to do it. So that was on my mind, and this finding a mate because I'm afraid that, you know, I'm going to grow old by myself. And it's just general stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you can always get like 60 cats and you'll be just fine.
I'm afraid of that. That's one of my fears.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the things that we're afraid of,
mm-hmm.
we generally have those fears because we aren't willing to trust.
Mm-hmm.
We are conditioned to believe that you are alone and you must fight against the world. And if you are lucky, you will find someone who will come and fight by your side, but it will still be a battle. And you will always have to be vigilant and always have to be fighting in order just to get by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a really sucky belief.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we come to realize that the truth is that we are not just these human bodies. We are actually spiritual beings who have chosen to come and play in these bodies. And just because we came to play in these bodies does not mean that God in any way, shape, or form turned his back on us or said, okay, you've got to make it on your own. No, God said, I'm still here. You need anything? I'll get it to you. Don't worry about a thing. But we chose to forget that.
Yeah, we do.
So all of the fears are things that we've been programmed to believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually possible for you to not be provided for. God's always watching out for you. He always has. It's also not possible for you not to have someone in your life. You've got lots and lots of different kinds of beings in your life, and some of them are people and some of them are divine, and, you know.
Yeah.
So they want us to start allowing ourselves to live the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have all of that wonderful programming that says, but this is the truth. This is my reality, and it is true.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it when people tell me that.
Well, you know, I've been working on it for a long time, you know, within myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to figure, am I on the right track or am I getting some of it right, or what is really going on?
Well, you know, the most effective thing that I have come across has actually been dumping everything.
Mm-hmm.
It really has.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a long time to agree to do that because, you know, all of that other stuff that says you, if you dump that, then you won't be you, and the stories my ego can come up with are just amazing.
Yeah.
But when you do dump it, then it's so freeing. It's such an opening. And then you just get to actually trust. trust the spirit within you. It's not like, you know, you're trusting some evil spirit's going to come along and take advantage of you or anything like that. You're trusting your higher self. You're trusting your connection with God, the source, the universe, whatever name you want to use. And there is nothing that is more powerful than love. And I'm not talking about the kind of love that we were taught, you know, about the world and some man's going to come and sweep you off your feet and all that kind of crap. I'm talking about real love, unconditional love, love that is there simply because it's there, not because you have to do anything to earn it.
Okay.
So, would you like to do a little bit of work on letting go?
Yes, I need to let go. It just seems that is I don't know. It like we were talking about in class, it's that control thing, I think. But and not to say that what things are not working. And maybe it's the patience and it's just not showing up in my time, which I know that everything is divine timing, you know. It's crazy.
Well, see, that's the really interesting thing about it, because divine timing is right now.
Yes.
But we are taught that divine timing means you've got to wait till next week.
Or when the time is right, you know. Yeah,
right.
And that's a false statement, you know. The time is not right yet. It's not your time yet, you know, but... And then I just know that you got to live for the time is now, just like you said. You live in the moment.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But we don't allow ourselves to receive blessings in the moment. We ask God for something, and then we say, okay, whenever the time is right, I know you'll give it to me. But we don't have an opening that says, now is good.
Now is
We're
good.
Saying... Yeah, it's got to be in
tomorrow.
The future. You can't do it now, even though I just asked now. But you can't do it now.
I know.
And that's part of all that programming that we got when we were little kids, you know, when we would ask our parents for something and they couldn't afford it at the time and they tell you, okay, later. And we think God says, okay, later. And God says, okay, now. And we're like, no, later.
Not now.
Exactly.
I got to do this. I got to do this. This got to be picked. No, not now.
Yep. We always have a itinerary, you know, or a schedule of what needs to happen and when it needs to happen. And this has to happen before that can happen. And you can't just walk out the door and meet Mr. Right, because they don't just walk up to your house. Well, who says they don't?
That's what you said, and I believe that. That is so profound. I mean, it's just true, you know. It's true. Who says that can't happen?
Yeah. I mean, if it's God that you're putting this in the hands of, well, God can do anything. Yeah. You know?
Let him work it out, huh? And
yeah.
Could be a knock at the door.
Yeah.
You're so right. You're so right.
Okay, so we're going to do this as a meditation.
Okay.
So are you seated comfortably?
Yes.
Okay. And just take a couple of nice deep breaths and let your body relax. And whenever you're ready, you can just close your eyes. Okay, so just see us, we're walking together, and we're walking up this hillside, and it's a beautiful day, and the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and the grass is just high enough that you can walk comfortably, but you don't have to worry about getting caught up in it or anything like that, and you can see off in the distance, there's trees, and you can see the sun shining, and it's just an absolutely gorgeous day. And we're walking up this hill, and we get to the top. And at the top of this hill, there's this sheer drop. And it drops into this incredible golden lake. It's It's just an incredible golden color. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. And you can just feel the energy coming off of this lake. It's just like being hugged 1,000 times. You know, it's just such an incredible, loving energy. And this is a lake of love. And so off to the side a little bit, there's a little table and some paper and a pen. And it's got 2 chairs. So we're going to go over, and we're each going to have a seat. Take a stack of paper and one of the pens and start writing down the things that you want to let go of. Anything in your life that you really, you don't want to experience anymore. You don't really need it. It's not really bringing you anything. It's just getting in the way. And you can write down things like the ego. You can write down any kind of beliefs that you have. You can write down any fears that you have. You can write down anything from your past that you're hanging on to. Anything you're blaming yourself for. Anything that you think that you're guilty of. And that maybe you need a little punishment just because of that guilt. I want you to write down all of those things on the paper. And as you write, just make a little stack of your pages. Don't worry. You'll not run out of paper. It's an endless supply, so just write away. And I'll just give you a few moments to write while I'm writing my stack. And if you have any questions, you can ask. And so now that you've written down some of the things that you're ready to let go of,
mm-hmm.
we're each going to start tossing our papers into the lake of love. And I am perfectly willing to go first.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm tossing them in, I'm going to say some of the things that I've written down. And if you resonate with these things, but you didn't write them down, all you have to do is say yes, and it'll be for you too. Okay, so my first thing is caregiving. Because being a caregiver and not receiving care sucks. So I'm willing to let that go.
Yes.
And I'm letting go of doing without.
Yeah.
Well, that's been a big thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the need to be in control.
Yes.
Oh. And the fear that no one will want me.
Yes.
And I'm afraid of all of the what ifs, even though I don't know what all the what ifs are, but they're still there and I don't need them.
Yes.
And part of me is afraid that I'm just not ready.
Yes.
And there's a part of me that says, it's just not time.
Yes.
And there's parts of me that says, I really want to put this off till later.
Yes.
And there's the fear of my spiritual gifts.
Yes.
And part of me says that I'm just not good enough.
Yes.
Or that I'm not spiritual enough.
Yes.
And there's part of me that says, I have to be perfect.
Yes.
And then there's that beautiful fear of speaking out.
Yes.
And there's the one that says, what if no one listens?
Yes.
And there's the one that says, what if everybody listens?
Yes.
And there's all those things that I was taught that I need to be guilty about.
Yes.
And of course, if you've got guilt, you've got to have punishment.
Yes.
And then on this piece of paper, I just wrote all religious beliefs. Too many to list.
Yes.
And the fear of actually living.
Yes.
And the fear of, oh my gosh, if I'm truly alive, what if it's more than I can handle?
Yes.
And there's a little bit of fear that says, you know, one day I might wake up and God will have decided, okay, I'm done with you, and I'll be all alone.
Yes.
And the fear that I will never, ever find Mr. Right, no matter how many rocks I look under.
Yes.
And then there's the fear that says I can only have a Mr. Right who actually hides under rocks.
Yes.
And there's some stuff about not valuing me.
Yes.
And the beliefs that say, I really just don't know my value.
Yes.
and the fear that, okay, if I set my value really high, I'll come off as a pompous asshole and no one will want me then.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty much my stack. And everything that you throw into this lake is instantly transformed, dissolved, released by love, because that's what this lake is. It's a lake of love. So, are you ready to throw some of your stuff into the lake?
Yes.
Okay. And you can tell me some of the stuff if you want to, or if you don't want to reveal it, you can just toss all the papers in there, whichever one feels best for you.
Faith. I gotta believe. Trust in the humankind. Honesty. I gotta believe in honesty. And expect respect. The time is now. And not the future, but now.
Good.
I am loved. I am perfect. I will live without fear-based principles. I will speak my true reality of life. I will return to my authentic self.
Wonderful.
Without the ego fear.
Yeah.
My authentic self. The spirit that I was born to be. I have faith in that spirit. Those are my bigger ones. Oh, just one more.
Okay.
I will accept love. Unconditional.
Mm. That's a big one.
Those are my bigger ones.
Okay. And so now we're standing here looking out over the lake. And there's this beautiful, it's actually a couple of angels that are coming down. And they're standing behind us. And each one of them is holding this great big book. It's like the book of knowledge. And so they're opening our crown chakras. And each one of us is receiving a book into our crown chakras. And now they're closing the chakra back up. And so what they've done is they have filled us with divine truth. So that if we have any kind of question about life, or any situation or circumstance, we can ask to be shown the divine truth. and that keeps us from going through ego and past conditioning and all of that other garbage that wasn't true anyway, and to know the truth. The truth is God has declared it to be. The truth that is eternal, just like we are eternal. The truth above being human. And you can get any answers that you need from that divine truth because it is there within you. And so they want us to really understand what this means. And basically it means if you have a question, take a little time, sit down, turn off all noises, and go within and ask the question. And you will find out what the true answer is. So they want us to have a little demonstration of this. So I am going to ask a question about you.
Okay.
And my question about you is, will she ever find Mr. Right? Boy, they said yes before I finished the question.
Yay, yay.
So then you know that he's there. He's right there. So you don't have to worry about that at all. You don't even have to go looking for him.
You know,
apparently he's that close.
You know, because my sister and I went out for Asian food today. We had, my fortune cookie said that I will, was something about find romance soon, but that was the fortune cookie. So, Barbara, you know, the second confirmation of that. You will,
I was
going to
say, you know, the angels give you information from all different sources in all different kinds of ways. It's like that book that you had sent the email about this morning, and that was like within 5 minutes of someone else having told me the exact same book.
Yes.
So I now have that book. Okay. So this is how quickly you can get answers to your questions. It's not like you have to ask and then you have to wait a couple of days, you know, for them to do the research and all of that kind of stuff. You get the answer right away.
Well, I just want time, days, people, place, and things.
What works best is if we ask questions about what it is we need to let go of to have what we desire in our lives. Because it's our beliefs and our restrictions that are actually keeping the things away. It's not that God is putting it off until later. It's that you've got stuff that says, no, I can't accept that. One of the things about us that we don't necessarily get taught is that we prove our beliefs. So if you believed, you know, that every person who had green eyes was a horrible, mean person, then you would be much, much, much more likely to meet mean, green-eyed people just to prove your belief. It's not that the belief is true. It's that you attract what proves your beliefs.
Beliefs, Well, one of my beliefs would be, you know, if I did find this, I'm going to say this person, and I'm going to give up my freedom that I have now as a single person. So that's one of the blocks, I'm sure. I'm just sure of it. Because...
Yeah. that's actually a biggie. That actually keeps you from seeing someone who's right in front of you because you're afraid that you will lose you or you will stop being you.
Yeah.
When you're in a relationship with them. So, are you willing to throw that belief into the lake?
Yes.
And just toss it on out there. And that really ties into a whole bunch of societal beliefs about love and relationships and all of that crap, which I now have in this huge big ball and I'm throwing into the lake.
Yes, it's way out there.
And it's funny that we have those kinds of fears, because if you look at your relationship, look at the relationship with you and your sister. When you're with your sister, do you stop being you?
No.
Did she diminish you?
No.
Then why would you think anyone else would?
Ego belief. Well, I'm going to say experience, too. That's just something that I, like my last, ex-husband was that way. He was controlling and mean and hateful and that. And I know everybody's not that way. Every man is not that way. Where you been, where you going, what time you be back. Not everyone is like that. I got to throw that away.
It's yeah, you've got to throw away the belief that men are even supposed to be like that, or that they could ever be like that, or that you need someone like that. That was really what created it. You thought that that was what you needed.
Okay.
So definitely throw all that into the lake.
I don't believe that anymore.
Well, good. See, because the truth is that you're absolutely wonderful. You're fabulous. And any man would be so lucky to be in your life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So if there are any blocks to you loving you, imagine that they've come into a little ball in your hands and toss them into the lake. Okay, I'm getting there's some stuff there about struggle and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are just so much fun. So, you've got a little ball in your hand now, and you're accumulating all of those beliefs in you that say, I have to struggle, I have to sacrifice, this cannot be easy because all of that crap. Got it in a big ball in your hand? Just throw it into that lake. Do you have a fear of men?
I'm going to say yes and no, but I know that's not a direct answer. It's a fear that I just mentioned, want to be in control. And then again, I don't, but it's that control part.
So you have known men who were domineering, authority figures. You must bow down and worship at my feet because I am man and I say so.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Throw that one in the lake. And if that brought up a particular person, throw the person in the lake too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if it brought up several people, just throw them all in the lake.
Okay.
So now I want you to, just for a moment, think of being in a relationship with a man.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
It's good. It's a partnership. And it's friendship. It's love and it's happiness.
Okay.
It's good.
All right, let me do a little digging here, see if there's anything hidden under all the good stuff. Because we want to make sure we get rid of it if there is. Okay, there is a little something there. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I will just scoop it out. Throw it in the lake. Okay. Something from when you were a little kid. I don't know if you had a boy that terrorized you or not. Could have been a brother or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Little boys can be so terrorizing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is it that keeps you from speaking?
I just thought I talked too much.
Who on earth ever told you that?
I mean, because I've always pretty much been boisterous, but it seems like my honesty is not accepted. And that's why I kind of suppress my thoughts, my true feelings, my expressions. Because I would kind of like get the feeling that maybe I talk too much. I need to listen more.
Okay. So you've been making judgments about yourself.
Yes.
Collect all those lovely little judgments. You may want to just pull all of that stuff out of your throat because you've got a bunch of crap in there, and just start tossing it into that lake. Just let all of that go. And if you have any beliefs that you are supposed to live up to other people's expectations, or you have to do what they think you need to do in order to be accepted, or that other people should have power in your life, definitely throw that stuff away. Because remember, you are equal to everybody else.
Yes.
And that means that none of them can matter more than you.
Yes.
So there's some stuff still there, some fear that would make you reserve when you meet Mr. Wonderful, that would keep you from actually being you. So definitely throw that out. Okay, let's look and see what else they want you to throw into that beautiful lake. So do you have a thing about your age?
I really don't have a thing about it, but it seems that men, because I prefer someone my age, and seem like men my age want someone younger.
Okay.
And that's my fear.
Well, pick up that whole thing and throw it in the lake. In fact, also throw in there the whole belief that you have to have someone your own age. In fact, take all the age restraints that you have about life, throw them all in the lake. Okay. So do you have something about behaving your own age?
Behaving. I'm sorry, Barbara. Would you repeat that?
Behaving your age.
Well,
somebody used to tell you that or something?
People have kind of like expressed that, you know, like I'm 59 and I don't act like that. I don't look like that even. I don't look my age or perhaps, it's not so much of statements, but it's people that, well, it's normally in a good way, though. It's not that derogatory because I've been told that I don't look 59. And I'm probably not acting. That's what I told myself. I don't act 59.
Okay, well, I want you to throw out the whole concept that you're supposed to act your age.
Okay.
Because you're not. You can act whatever age you want to. You can act like you're three if you want to. I do that when I'm hanging around three-year-olds. I become three, and we just play, and it's so much fun. So in each moment, you have the freedom to act however it is you are choosing to act, and there don't need to be any kind of restraint on your actions because you're living your life from joy.
All right.
Okay. Let's see what else they want you to throw into the lake today. It's like you're cleaning out the closet. Okay, if you have any skeletons in your closet, just toss them in the lake. So they're saying that there are things that you've done in the past that you have regrets about. So I want you to just throw all that into the lake. Throw in the whole need to even have regrets. In fact, just see a huge trunk, and it's filled with your past. And I want you to push it into the lake. Yeah, you don't need any of that stuff. Okay. Is there anything else coming up for you?
I think I pretty much tossed it all, Bobby.
Okay, so there are things that you think of as you, parts of your identity, of who you think you are, and who you think other people think you are, and all of that kind of crap. And I want you to throw it all in the lake. And if you have any old aches or pains or anything like that, dump it in the lake. Okay. Anything else coming up?
No.
So one of the things that we often have these attachments to, which makes perfectly good sense because I'm talking about your physical body, the one that you've been living in all these years,
yes.
The one that you think of as being you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take it off and throw it in the lake. Wow, you got a lot of light shining there. Didn't know you had all that light up under that body. So now you've taken the first steps to becoming the truth of who you are, to being the spiritual being who happens to be hanging out in a physical body, but is not that body.
Okay.
So you are becoming unhuman, which is a good thing.
It is.
So now you can spend time asking the questions because you have the answers inside of you. Because the angel just stuck the book in your head. So you know that the answers are there. And they will answer any question that you ask. They don't care what kind of question you ask. But really you want to focus on releasing, letting go of things that really don't serve you. And anytime anything comes up and you don't want to have it for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
you can just throw it in the lake.
Okay.
Because this lake is inside of you too, so, you know, you can always get there.
Okay. I will.
Do you sing?
No. I love music. I just sing along, you know, no, I don't feel like I have a voice, but I sing along.
Okay, because they want you to sing right now.
Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of a sign of your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So pick a song.
Well, yes, Jesus loved me. That's the first thing popped in my mind.
Okay. Go ahead and sing.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Cause the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, that I know. For the Bible tells me so. He's the one who hears me low. They all weep, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Because the Spirit tells me so. Oh, that's such a release.
And there's a message in that song that they really want you to get. And the message is, you are Jesus, because you are one.
Yes.
And you have the Christ consciousness within you. So when you are singing, yes, Jesus loves me, you are singing, yes, I love me.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And so knowing the truth of who you are and that you are equal to Jesus, that you are Jesus, that everything that Jesus was and is, you are. What on earth is there for you to be afraid of?
Nothing.
Yeah. So you could even sit in the dark and be okay. So now you get to find something where you get to actually, you can either speak or you can sing, and it'll be in public. So you get to make a choice about what it's going to be.
Okay. I can meditate on that, but no, can I?
Yes, but not a long time.
It's going to be speaking, though. I'm just...
And if you want to, you know, have an atmosphere where it's accepted and all of that kind of thing, you can, like, join a Toastmasters group or something like that where you give speeches in front of a group of people that you actually come to know, if that makes you feel more comfortable. But
yeah,
it doesn't have to be anything that formal. You can, oh, yeah. You tell me this one, I think, oh, yeah, she'll love this one. You can even set up your own blog talk radio show and do it.
I thought about that, no. I'm just trying to figure out what am I going to present. Because I definitely want blog talk. That is such a creative
share
thing.
You.
Share me. Okay.
I will tell you that when I first started doing it, you know, it took them a while to talk me into it because I really did not talk. I didn't. I could go months and not say a word, and I was absolutely fine. So not talking didn't bother me at all. And so when they told me that they wanted me to do a radio show, I was like, are you guys kidding me? I mean, you can't really be serious. And so I told them, okay, I will do this. But you will give me a script, and I will say the script, and when I am finished, that will be the end of the show. And so my first shows were like 15 minutes long, because that's how long it took me to say what they gave me to say.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, I started talking without a script. I started talking to people who were calling in. I started answering questions, and now an hour goes by so fast that I'm like, oh, is it over already, you know?
I know, because you flow so easily. You just flow. You
yeah,
flow.
But I did not flow at first. At first, I didn't flow at all.
Oh, I got to get in tune with that spirit voice. I got to hear him talking to me. I just got to stop doubting that conversation.
Okay, so take all of the doubts you have about whether or not you're actually hearing your guidance and throw them into the lake, including anything that says you're not good enough for them to actually want to talk to. Throw that into the lake. Because you know you're loved. You know that they value you. They value you more than you've ever valued yourself. So there's absolutely no reason why they wouldn't enjoy talking to you.
Do I have more than 24 guidance or spirits around? I get the number 24.
I get the number 186.
Wow. How high to heavens?
Well, you know, there's really no limit to how many you can have.
I know. 186.
And you know, sometimes when I'm listening to them, and I don't know what it is about me listening to them at these times, but I can't hear them for some reason. You know, it's like I know they're talking to me, but I can't hear them. At those times, it usually works really good if I just stop and say, okay, I'm going to open my mouth and you guys speak. And that's what I do. And I get me out of the way.
Yes, that's true.
So if you have a little tape recorder or, you know, you have a recording thing on your computer or whatever, you can do it that way. You can just record what they want to say to you. Let it flow through you.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that remembrance. Okay. Yes. I accept that. I accept.
Good. Fantastic. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's been a great hour. A great hour. I just knew I needed this. Thank you, Barbara, so much.
Well, did we cover everything, or is there anything else?
Oh, I think we got it covered. Oh, thank you for helping me identify the lake of love.
Yeah, that's such a wonderful place to just toss those things in and let them dissolve. And remember that your higher self is really there for you. Really wants you to become you.
Yes.
And, you know, that means that you have to completely and totally change the way you see yourself, which is absolutely fine because you're just going to get better.
Yes. Yes, I will. I will. I am better.
Yes.
The time is now. I am better.
When we have our little, you know, get-together in a month on, I think, December the 10th is what I said, then you can tell everybody about how you've been talking and what things you've been doing and how Mr. Wonderful is and, you know, whatever's going on.
Oh, Mr. Wonderful will be here by then. He will appear any moment now.
And just remember, you get to have fun.
I will. Definitely fun is at the top of the list. Definitely fun.
Good.
You think you're going to be in trouble? It's time to live. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, precious lady, you have given me one heck of an hour of your time.
Well, I didn't give you any more than you deserve. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do. I accept it. Yes, I do know that. I accept it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink lots of water because you've definitely been letting go of a lot of stuff.
I am going to go get me a bottle right now. And love, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions, you know, just send me a message.
I will, love, and thank you so much again and again and again.
Well, you're welcome, and it's been absolutely delightful, and I will. I don't know if I can actually email the recording because I think it might be too big. If I can't, I'll tell you where you can find it because I have places I can stick it on my website.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Have a great night.
Thank you, and you as well. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.